new audio tutorial is available for people who are looking at buying their first Windows-based computer. VIP's Introduction to Computers is produced by John Wilson of the United Kingdom, who we have interviewed on a previous edition of Main Menu. The tutorial is on two cassettes and costs £12. The three-hour cassette guide contains discussion of different types of computers, a detailed description of the inside and outside of the computer system box, an in-depth description of a modern Windows keyboard, plus many peripherals of interest to visually impaired people. And this type of descriptive information covers the first hour of the guide. The second 2 hours provides a physical, step-by-step demonstration of the use of some of the most basic and important concepts and utilities of Windows, which the student can listen to and follow along with. John Wilson can be contacted by phone in the United Kingdom at country code 44, area code 113, and the number 257-5957. That's country code 44 for those outside of the UK, and then area code 113-257-5957. Or you can email John at jwjw@tonetel.net.uk. That's jwjw@tonetel.net.uk. In a victory for Hollywood's major studios, a New York federal appeals court upheld the ruling against a man who posted on his website a program that let users decrypt and copy DVDs. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York ruled unanimously last Wednesday in favor of 9 major Hollywood studios that sought to force Eric Corley, operator of the 2600 magazine website, to remove links to the DVD decryption program. Corley's attorneys had argued at trial that publishing the program, called DCCS, was protected as free speech, and their client was merely covering the news value of the technological development by posting the code. The appeals court agreed with the lower court that there were both speech and non-speech components to publishing the DCCS program, and that the federal law covering the internet was not too broad in its application to the case. The initial use of DCCS to access DVD movies does not cost movie producers money because the user must first purchase the DVD, the appeals court found. However, once the DVD is purchased, DCCS enables the initial user to copy the movie in digital form and transfer it instantly in virtually limitless quantity, thereby depriving the movie producer of sales, the court wrote in its opinion. Apple Computer Chief Executive Steve Jobs last Tuesday criticized Microsoft's plan to give $1 billion in computers and software to schools to settle antitrust claims, saying it would give Microsoft an unfair advantage in the education market. At a hearing last Tuesday in Baltimore, U.S. District Judge J. Frederick Motz asked lawyers who negotiated the settlement to respond to criticisms from Apple, Red Hat, and industry groups that said that allowing the Microsoft donation would further entrench the company's Windows monopoly. Microsoft last week announced a proposal to settle more than 100 private antitrust cases filed on behalf of consumers by donating $1 billion in software, PCs, training and support to the US's poorest public schools. The plaintiffs allege that Microsoft used its monopoly power to overcharge consumers for Windows 95 and Windows 98. The plaintiff's attorney, who estimated last week that the 65 million individual consumers would receive as little as $10 each, proposed settling the case through the educational donation instead. The settlement would also dismiss any pending claims that accuse Microsoft of using its Windows monopoly to charge extra money for the operating system and popular software programs like Microsoft Office. Sony C. Blue of Santa Clara, California, said it will begin shipping the Replay TV 4000 digital video recorder, which allows consumers to record many hours of programs onto its hard drive, with the option to pause live programs and replay later. In addition, consumers can skip commercials during playback of recorded programs, and some programs can be distributed to other Replay TV 4000 owners. On October the 31st, major U.S. television networks ABC, CBS, NBC, and their parent companies filed suit against Sony C. Blue, alleging that the devices empower users to make perfect digital copies of the plaintiff's copyrighted programs and distribute them to users through high-speed internet connections. Such devices, they contend, deprive them of revenue and reduce their incentive to produce new shows. The devices range from about $700 to $2,000, depending on the size of the hard drive, which can hold between 40 hours and 320 hours of programming. Mobile Commerce World reports that a leading mobile device manufacturer has forecast that there will be 1 billion mobile phone users by Q2 2002. According to Ericsson, the number of worldwide mobile phone users will reach at least 920 million and possibly 950 million by the end of this year. And sales at US online retailers rose marginally in the 3 months from July to September of this year, and that's the first major gain since the final 3 months of last year, the government said last Wednesday. Online purchases rose by 0.2% to $7.472 billion in the third quarter, falling 1.8% in the previous 3 months, the Commerce Department said. Online sales as a percentage of total retail sales remained steady at 0.9%. The marginal rise in online sales during the quarter came as total retail sales fell 2.6% to $787 billion. After the latest gain, online sales were 8.3% above those seen in the third quarter of last year, when they totaled $6.898 billion and accounted for 0.9% of overall sales. The government tally is based on a survey of 11,000 retailers and doesn't include some popular online purchases, such as airline and concert tickets and spending at online brokerages, but it does include sales on US websites to buyers overseas. Unlike the main retail sales statistics released by the government, the online retail sales figures are not seasonally adjusted to account for holidays and seasonal factors which can spark huge swings in buying behaviour. And here's some good news for all of you internet geeks, or maybe you're not internet geeks, because the image of the internet being home to geeky loners surfing the web is hugely misleading, according to new research. People who spend long periods of time at their computers are more community-minded and sociable than average. A third of all internet users belong to a community group and were 50% more likely to be regular churchgoers. The study carried out by the University of Warwick in the United Kingdom found that people with money and education were far more likely to use the internet than those without. According to the research, almost two-thirds of people earning £32,000 or more a year made personal use of the net. The university's professor who did the research, Andrew Oswald, said that this research should be very useful in overturning some common stereotypes. It showed that about 40% of men made personal use of the net, compared with 28% of women. Men were also longer connected to the internet, 3.5 hours a week for men, compared with 2.5 hours a week for women. And according to Parks Associates, over 70% of US dial-up internet subscribers claim some level of satisfaction with their internet service. Parks said that roughly 29% are very satisfied, 23% are somewhat satisfied, and 19% are moderately satisfied. The federal government in the US is making a second attempt in 4 years to convince the US Supreme Court that Congress can protect children from sexually explicit material in cyberspace without trampling on the First Amendment rights of adults. In oral arguments last week, the government's top lawyers told the justices that the Child Online Protection Act is constitutional and should be upheld. No one ever has been prosecuted under this law because civil liberties groups challenged the law the day after it was signed, and lower courts agreed that it violated freedom of speech. The 1998 law, known as COPPA, is Congress's attempt to cure the deficiencies of its predecessor, the Communications Decency Act, which was struck down by the Supreme Court in 1997. COPPA says that commercial publishers on the World Wide Web who distribute material that is harmful to minors must ensure that web surfers under 17 don't access that material. Such publishers can require site visitors to have an adult access code or credit card, the law suggests. Violators can be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars and jailed for up to 6 months. The American Civil Liberties Union, which spearheaded the legal challenge to both statutes, says COPPA has the same fatal flaw as the earlier law and represents an equally unconstitutional attempt to restrict free speech. Sprint and AOL announced a new deal that will offer AOL members long-distance telephone services. Members who sign up for a plan marketed as AOL Long Distance provided by Sprint can earn credit toward their online service. AOL members in the continental United States will have the opportunity to sign up for the long-distance plans. Kazaa, a Dutch internet file-sharing service, modelled on the US song-swapping service Napster, has been ordered to stop providing free music over the internet or face fines of up to $40,000 a day, according to court documents. In a ruling from an Amsterdam district judge issued late on Thursday, the Dutch company Kazaa ABV was told to block users from sharing copyright-protected material. The fines could add up to a maximum of $800,000, the order said. And finally, to the United Kingdom, where we're going to talk football, which some of you may know as soccer. And football shirts, the story says, are being developed, which have their own onboard computer, and it will be able to track the pace and acceleration of the wearer. Researchers at the University of Birmingham, who are specialists in wearable computers, are exploring ways of remotely monitoring the performance of people playing sports. Maybe they could give some of these shirts to the football hooligans and detect when they're getting a bit steamy and pour a bucket of cold water over them. And that's News Briefs for another week.